This by far is the all-time worst Christmas party I have ever heard about, okay?
Go ahead.
I have a friend who got invited to her company Christmas party. Yep. And you know, like, that's always a time to get together, like, boost morale. Not when your company Christmas party comes in an email that says, please join us at fill in the blank or local restaurants, date, time, all that good stuff. And then at the bottom of the email, it says, please note, you will be responsible for your meals and drinks.
What?
What kind of office Christmas party do you go to that you have to pay for your food?
And drinks.
Hang on.
That's not even a party then.
No.
Is it? It's not a party.
I could see an office lunch of like, hey, join us. We'll provide lunch if you want alcohol. Then you would have to pay for your own alcohol. They're not paying for iced tea. They're not even paying for your meal. I was like, don't go. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't go.
That seems like a joke. It's so ridiculous. Like, maybe it's like a joke they're posting. That is a disgrace by the company. That's a literal disgrace. You expect people to go to a holiday party to celebrate the year of work.
Right.
And they've got to fork out everything they pay for. Everything they do.
Why, as an employee, would you even go?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't go?
Do you know what? This is interesting. If I had some clout at the company and I'd been there maybe over a year or two, unless I'm just starting at the company, there is no way I'd go there. And I'd encourage other people not to go as well, to make them know that that is absolutely ridiculous. It's a spoof.
How do you respond, though, to the email? Just, I can't make it? Or do you make up an excuse?
I'd like to say that I'd go all in and tell them how I think, but I'm gutless in that regard.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. I just respond, I have something else. I can't go. I can't attend you.
Yeah, I have a prior commitment. Sorry. Thanks for the invite. I would probably do something like that just to keep it, you know, politically okay, that they're not going to be like, oh, she skipped out on the party. Heck yes, I skipped out on the party because you're a cheapskate.
Right, and it's at the time of year when money is tight for everyone because of everything going on with the holidays.
Right.
You expect them to go to your party, your company party, and pay for, yeah, a Coke Zero? Like,
okay, are we missing something? Did I give bad advice to my friend by telling her, don't go? Because I would not go.
I wouldn't go either. No. I'm with you.
So what do you think? Would you go to this office party? We want to hear from you. You can call or text us at 888-431-3764.
Hey, Frog. Upload one.
Kelly has a friend whose work company might have put on the worst holiday party in the history of holiday parties. They don't provide food or drink, all at your own expense at a restaurant.
She got an email saying, please join our office Christmas party. And at the very bottom, it said, please note, if you attend, you will have to pay for your own food and drinks.
I'm not going.
What?
Simple as that, I'm not going. I've never heard of such a ridiculous thing. The 909 says, oh, hell no, I would not go. I don't want to spend my own money with coworkers I don't like or get along with. I'd rather take my wife out for a nice dinner.
Yeah, at the end of the year, I mean, that's kind of the part. It's like, get everybody together, let them know, like, hey, thanks for everything that you've done. But then you're going to stick them with the bill?
I always thought that was what a holiday party is. Thank you. We're doing this. We're throwing a party, a provided for party.
No. Yeah. Tina in Rialto, would you tell this friend to go or not go?
No. I would tell her not to go.
How would you respond, though? Because Guy and I are both like, well, we'd say no, but we'd probably make up a lame excuse why we couldn't go.
I think I'm more open and let my mouth go, I guess.
Good luck with that. I'm still scared because it's still work. Although I do like the 714 who texted and said, I would highlight the section of the email and reply with, unfortunately, due to inflation and the cost of living, I will not be able to attend your Christmas party.
That's amazing.
And it's true.
I think that's a fair response as well.
Because it's not even just paying for the meal and the drinks. It's you have to drive out there. It's the time away from your family. Like, sorry, but what's in it for me?
No, I would not be going. The 760, a lot of people are really upset and they're using their language I can't read. Tell the company straight out they're too cheap.
Yeah.
They're not paying for it themselves.
Okay. I think everybody is on board with this. But are we missing anything? And what is the right way to respond to what we are calling the worst office Christmas party ever? What would you do if you were in my friend's situation? How do you reply? You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. office Christmas party ever. I am standing by this. My friend got invited to her office Christmas party, and it had the whole invitation, where to go, what time. At the very bottom, it said, by the way, if you attend, just know you will be responsible for your meal and your drinks.
Nope.
What kind of party is that?
It's not a party. You don't provide anything for them. I like to say that I'd be all tough and say, I'm not going, I'm boycotting. And then I know I'd, you know, wimp out.
Yeah, no, I would probably reply back. I can't make it, but I would come up with an excuse like, oh, I have a prior engagement to attend.
951 here says, my company did the same thing. It's a multi-billion dollar company. It brings in like $1 billion a day, and they asked us to come to the Christmas party. We had to buy our own meal and alcohol. No, thank you. I actually told them no, and it's just wrong. They invited 100 employees. No one came, so they had to cancel it.
I don't blame them. 909 has a good suggestion here. It says if a company doesn't want to pay, then they should schedule a potluck during a paid work day so that, you know, you're at least getting something out of it. It's a thank you, right?
I just can't believe it's almost arrogant of the company just to do something like that, especially if you know the value of the company and what they do for you. No.
Find a compromise and give this little office party as a thank you to the employee and all their hard work.
909 says, I would buy a few bottles of alcohol and sell shots in the parking lot.
Shelly and Canyon Lake, what are your thoughts on this?
Listen, so I'm listening to you guys talk about the company parties. So I agree with what you guys are saying, except for one thing. If they're private companies, yes, I agree. They should give their employees a nice holiday party, right? But there's a lot of people that work for county that the county doesn't have money for. Like, would you be upset if Riverside County Fire had a huge party with cocktails and dinner for all the county employees paid with tax dollars?
Okay, are you in HR?
I am not, but I used to work for the county. And we, in our group, would just pitch in, I don't know, $20, everybody back then, and we'd throw our own little party because the county wasn't going to throw us a party.
That's so funny you say that because we got a text message here from the 951 that just came in. Says, I work for the county. We have to buy tickets to our company party. They're usually $50.
Yes. We make the best of it because it's county tax dollars that are paying for our jobs and stuff. So everybody would be up in arms if there was a party at the end. You see what I'm saying?
Thank you for providing a different perspective. We appreciate that.
I would have never thought into that.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas. All right, Christy in Menifee, we know you are a teacher. What do you think about office Christmas parties? What's your thoughts on this?
We just had ours on Friday night.
And did the company provide it for you, or did you have to provide your own stuff?
We pay every year.
You pay? How much did you spend, and what did you pay it on?
It depends. Like, a couple years, we've gone to different restaurants, and then, like, you pay, and then, like, whatever the meal would be, and then they pay it for us. But on Friday night, we had a taco guy, so we all paid $20 a person. And you have to bring your own alcohol.
Okay.
Well, it's not terrible, but I don't like it.
It's not terrible, but, like, I'm single, so it was only $20 for me. But, like, I'm thinking of my teacher friends who are married, so there's 40, but if they're leaving their kids, then you're paying a babysitter. So, yeah. But every year, I'm like, people's Christmas parties are paid for? I'm like, wait, what? This is a whole new thing for me. I'm like, no. Not ours.
Hey, Christy, thank you so much for your call. And
you're welcome.
Good luck getting to the end of the year.
Oh, dear God. Eight and a half days in a wake-up.
But you're not counting down, right?
Not at all. No, I'm so excited for the next 2 weeks, Kelly. It's going to be great.